Now, when therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension. Now again, I call your attention to Dr. Luke's method of using the diminutive and saying no small dissension. Well, that means this was a regular Donnybrook. It was a knock-down and drag-out affair. This was a heated debate that they had. Now, again, verse 2, when therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. Now, let's pause there for just a moment to look at something. The gospel now is under question. And if you want a full explanation of the council, you ought to read the epistle to the Galatians. We'll get to that later and we'll spend time with it. But actually, the gospel is used in two senses in the New Testament. There is, first of all, the facts of the gospel, and that's absolutely basic and essential. Paul gives that in 1 Corinthians 15, the first three verses. It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, that's the gospel. It's nothing but the gospel. Nothing else is the gospel. By the way, he makes that very, very clear. And we need to see that it centers around the person of Jesus Christ. Now notice what he says here. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Those are the facts of the gospel, and they concern the person of Christ. I move on down in 1 Corinthians 15 to verse 15. Paul says, yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we've testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, you're yet in your sins. Face up to it, brother. If Christ is not raised from the dead, we have no gospel today. But thanks be unto God, now is Christ raised from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Those are the facts of the gospel. Now, we have the second, and that is the interpretation of the facts. That's the basic truth that's in the epistle to the Galatians. And that is the crux of the whole matter at this first council of Jerusalem. That the gospel hinges on the fact that, as Paul says in Galatians 3:22, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that do what? Do nothing more nor less than believe. And again, in Galatians 2:15, he says, we who are Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now that is important to see. The Judaizers in that day, and we need to see this, they are different than the liberals today. The liberal actually will deny the facts of the gospel. He'll deny that Jesus died for our sin. He can't quite deny that he died. Actually, of course, some today trying to make even Jesus Christ a myth, that he never lived, never died, of course. Well, the fact of the matter is, you just can't upset history quite like that. And they do deny the physical resurrection of Christ. But in that day, they did not deny it. There were too many witnesses. Paul could say, why, 500 witnesses saw him at one time. And my friends, if you get 500 witnesses to anything, you can go into court and win your case. No question about that. You can establish the fact with 500 witnesses. And besides, there are these apostles here. And they are there to testify. The facts of the gospel are not under question. It's the interpretation of those facts. The personal relationship of man to Jesus Christ is that. Should you go through the law? Christ, what he did for you on the cross, is that adequate to save you? Or do you have to go through a ritual or something?